The Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's new book, The Truth About Us, go to BrantHanson.com.
Hello, my name is Brant, and producer Sherry is here too. We kind of have a motto here at the show, and it's strangely refreshing and refreshingly strange.
Yes.
Or it's refreshingly strange. I can't remember which way it goes, but it doesn't matter. The point is...
That's strange in and of itself.
Yeah, exactly. But if you're new to the show, thanks for putting up with us, and kind of takes a little bit maybe to catch on. Some people it doesn't. They get it right off the bat. But we're so glad you're here. That's all we're trying to say. Yeah, it's just another service I offer. A lot of people taking advantage of it. My expertise.
What service would that be, Brant Hanson?
You know what I'm talking about.
What?
Mr. Citrus.
Oh, yeah, I did see that on Facebook.
I have started kind of an expert in citrus farming. I'm a citrus farmer. I haven't talked about this much, but I have some expertise in citrus farming. So I'm taking questions online.
Can you tell us the extent of your expertise?
I have a lemon.
One.
That's growing. Uh-huh. And so I have, you know.
You've grown one lemon in your citrus.
Yeah, so technically not a citrus farmer. I'm more of a lemons farmer, but not even lemons.
Not lemons, just one singular lemon.
I'm a lemon farmer.
Okay. And now you feel qualified to answer questions.
Kind of an expert. Surveys asking me questions online. Dear Mr. Citrus is now a thing. So if you need any help at all, let me know. We've mentioned before, we don't talk about politics on this show. We went someplace you can get away from. Oh, I just hit the microphone with my hand. I was gesticulating with such passion.
I know. Such animation.
Little animation. The mic is not even safe. You know, I was thinking that about politics. So, like, you know, in fact, we know this from the Bible. The guys in Jesus' immediate circle had very different ideas about politics and what following Jesus meant in that sense. It doesn't make some of them right, some of them wrong, or none of them right and none of them wrong at all. But it's like Jesus knows this. Some of them wanted the Romans overthrown and they were going to make Jesus do it.
Yeah. Or at least they were under the impression that he was going to do it and were very disappointed when
James and John were like, who's going to be a right hand man?
Yeah.
They weren't talking about in heaven.
Right.
They were talking about when you take over as king. Like, I want to be your right-hand man. We're arguing about this. Yeah. Their mom intervenes. Like, they thought that. And then there's other people that used to work for the Romans in his inner circle. And he's training them all to go and make other disciples of him. Not of them, but of him. It's like they had to work this out. And Jesus knew that. Not here. No way. Not going to do it. That's not how we function here. I grew up listening to the radio and there was, oh, it's National Banana Bread Day.
Well, oh, my goodness. I have not had banana bread in so long.
The point that I'm trying to make
is... You eat it and you put butter on it. That's it. Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
So anyway, on this show, we don't do that. I don't have anything to do with that. So I'm not going to be bossed around by whoever comes up with these international or national days, whatever cabal, in some room in the United Nations basement on Riverside in Manhattan.
Perhaps you're taking it a little too seriously with the national days.
So anyway, last night was sneak some zucchini onto your neighbor's porch night.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't do it.
You didn't?
No, I'm not going to be bossed around.
All right.
And just to prove it, I think what I will do, just to show I'm not going to be bossed around, I think I'll start doing it
tonight,
and I'm going to do it 364 days in a row.
Ah.
Just to show I'll do this when I want.
Well, sure. You're showing the national whoever cabal of, but your neighbor may not appreciate
it. Now, my neighbors, Dave and Trish, may actually call the police on day 94. Because they're buried in zucchini, but that's not the point.
You have standards.
I've taken a stand. Lindsay listens to the show. She says, you know what? I've always cheered the underdogs. This is one thing I love about Jesus. I learned about the Sermon on the Mount. So he's talking about blessed are these people, blessed are those people. And she said, I learned he's not telling us we have to be like that. He's saying, in my kingdom, it's upside down. The people you think aren't blessed, they are. Like, they're welcome here. And she said, I root for the underdog at everything. And so there's something about Jesus' kingdom that really appeals to me. Same thing with me. I love that, Lindsay. Same thing with us. And if you don't understand what the kingdom of God is, you're starting to get an understanding of it. Like, it is such a beautiful thing, but that's a big part of it. It's upside down. You start living a way that kind of subverts the way everything else tends to work, but in a most beautiful way. And that is something absolutely to love about Jesus. You want to get ahead at work today? Maybe you got Zoom meetings or something? Mm-hmm. Use a shocking fact. Whenever somebody brings up, just wait for people. Here's my tip, okay?
Okay.
As a shock jock, okay? But I'm rated G, but I'm shocked.
Yes, of course.
Wait till they bring up either the Grand Canyon or peanut butter in the meeting, okay? Either one. Preferably both. Okay, if they somebody mentions Grand Canyon.
And I had a peanut butter sandwich.
Ah, then you jump in. That's when you unmute yourself right there.
Uh-huh.
And you say, hey, it's interesting fact. Americans eat enough peanut butter each year. I mean, you mentioned the Grand Canyon, you mentioned peanut butter.
Sure.
We eat enough peanut butter each year to cover the floor of the Grand Canyon. Because that's true. Okay. If you can study food scientists talking about how much the...
I just want to reiterate.
Hang on a second.
Okay.
Can I shock you? That's a lot of peanut butter.
Do not bring this up.
Okay.
Unless those things have been mentioned together.
Okay, but when they do, you spring forward with that information, and then people are like, whoa, do they really? That's a big canyon. I know, it's a lot of peanut butter.
Where did you hear that?
Hey, do you want a promotion? Yeah, I do. Thank you. Just so you know, they call me the social sensei. I haven't always had these.
We're doing this social sensei stuff. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Okay, the last one wasn't so good.
No, that's why I was shocked that it was coming back.
All right, so it's back. But, okay, we're going to do a role play.
Yes.
I'll show you guys, young guys especially, look at me because they know I didn't always have these social skills. I've always been a little bit flat, you know, a little awkward.
Right, sure.
But then I've kind of blossomed.
Have you?
Yeah.
All right, to your full animated self. Let's see. All right.
My producer questions whether I have blossomed. Okay. No, let's role play here.
Okay,
here
ready?
We go. So we get on a plane. I'm sitting at the window.
Okay.
Okay, you sit down.
Yes, I'm sitting down on an airplane. Got it.
Hi, lady.
Hello.
Did you know that we could drop an ant from up here? Let's say we're already flying. Like, from the highest we get, 30,000 feet, we could drop an ant, it'd be okay. The ant would be all right. It would hit the ground, but it'd be fine.
What?
And the reason is because of the exoskeleton, which is remarkable, and then the fact that it doesn't weigh very much. But actually, you could drop an ant from miles in the air, and it's not going to happen.
Okay, now I am being kind to let you continue here, social sensei, but I want you to know in the real scenario, I would have already changed my seat.
Okay. All right, so in the real world, she might have already changed her seat, but
you can't bring ant facts. Nobody wants ant facts.
Okay, I continue to live and learn, and I try to live and learn. Let's face it, a lot of us need healing from different things. Problem with healing in our lives, the hurts we've gone through, and we're still got them. Problem with healing is it takes humility. Mm. Like, you gotta be humble. You could be the biggest CEO, you know, in the world or whatever. You could be a total control freak. But when you go to the doctor, if you need surgery, you have to allow them to put you to sleep. But I'm a big no. We need you unconscious is what we need, because you know why we need that? Because we can't have you moving around anymore.
Right.
You have to lie there still. So, but I need to be in control of it. No. We're gonna put you under, and you're gonna have to trust that the healer here, the guy with the scalpel or the woman with the scalpel, is gonna come through here and do what needs to be done. Mm-hmm. And if you're not willing to be humble, you're not gonna get healing. I've heard this before from ladies that it's hard sometimes to pick out what you're going to wear in the morning. You have to spend some time on it.
Mm-hmm.
Quarter of guys say they spend at least 20 minutes deciding what to wear each day.
Is that a lot to you?
I'm kind of surprised.
Okay.
But again, I'm just extrapolating from my own experience.
And how long does it take you?
I literally, it's dark because I usually get up before my wife does.
Yeah.
And I know in this drawer...
There's
something for my legs, and then there's something for my upper body in that drawer.
And you just grab.
I just grab and go.
Okay.
And then later on, when the sun comes up,
you're like, oh, hey, look at this.
It looks pretty good. If you want to get a mortgage or refinance your house or something, it's a great time to do it. We are so thankful for our podcast sponsors, Fellowship Home Loans. Here's their number, 800-804-SAVE, 800-804-SAVE, or just go online, fellowshiphomeloans.com. We love leadership talk. I mean, you can go to tons of conferences and stuff on it. It's fine.
Tons of books.
Sometimes it's really good. So I've been part of good stuff, bad stuff, all that sort of stuff. But it's so funny. Reading the Old Testament, everybody's like, we want a king. We need a big shot leader.
Yeah.
And God's like, why? Mm-hmm. You got me. Mm-hmm. Literally, like, you've got me. You want, yes. Because everybody else has one. Apparently really important. That's what they kept talking about.
And he said, you're going to have some problems with this.
Yes, he actually lays it out. Like, okay, all right, you want this? Here's what he's going to do. Mm-hmm. You're going to wind up working for him, doing his stuff. He's going to take your stuff. Mm-hmm. He's going to take your kids. He's going to do this. He's going to, like, if you want to do that, you guys are all about that. But you could, like, you could have me. I have some good news for you if you've ever thought. You know, those little Debbie oatmeal cream sandwiches.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my brother, that is his favorite thing in the world. Yeah.
It's so good. Like, I'm not even a big sweets guy, you know that, but those are so good. So it's kind of the dream.
Okay.
That they would make smaller versions of that, and then you could just pour them into a bowl in the morning and make it cereal. Well, guess what Kellogg's is coming out with?
They're doing that?
Little Debbie's oatmeal cream pie cereal.
Oh, my goodness.
And is it healthy? No. No. But some things have to be done.
They do.
Been talking about forgiveness. I cannot imagine from God's perspective. I mean, just being a dad. I got two kids. I got a boy and a girl. Man and a woman now. They're growing up. But it's like if my son, for example, was really like upset at my daughter and was like, I'm not forgiving that. I'm not letting that go. Mm-hmm. Like, that's just too much. And it was something he was guilty of as well. As a dad, the reaction, or as a parent, if you're a mom or dad, like, so one of my kids won't forgive the, but he's just as, what is the matter with you? Mm-hmm. Apparently you don't understand what I've forgiven you for. Mm-hmm. I mean, that would be the reaction I would have. And honestly, when you read scripture, that's the reaction that God is having with any of us who get in the way of somebody else's forgiveness or won't extend it to somebody. We're in serious trouble. Absolute genius by the Reese's people. Genius. Mm-hmm. You know what they've done? You see this new product they got coming out? Reese's, it's cake with peanut butter and chocolate flavors. Cake, little cakes.
Oh.
But here's the genius. Mm-hmm. They're calling it a breakfast cake.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you feel good about eating cake for breakfast.
Yeah, because this is a breakfast cake.
Guys, it's a breakfast cake.
You just made up breakfast cake.
Would I eat regular cake for breakfast? No.
And it is regular cake, made no mistake,
right.
But it's
this
packages.
Is breakfast cake.
Reese's breakfast cake. So you just say breakfast cake. All right.
Yeah.
What? No, it's a breakfast cake. Oh, it's a breakfast cake. Oh, okay.
That makes it all right.
Oh, we haven't heard of that until 5 minutes ago, but yeah, I guess that's fine. That's fine. It's a breakfast. He's having a breakfast cake.
Greetings, podcast friends. This is the third and final installment of the Daniel Urban Bible Story series. Thank you again for indulging me with this. I know that this is not something, again, that you come to the Brant and Sherry podcast for, but it has helped me so much. So just as a friend, I want to say thank you, because working with actors and singers and scripts and all of that is something that I would have been doing this year, traveling, doing like I normally do. Not having that, being able to do this kind of filled that void a little bit and kept me sane. So I know I said that last time I did one, but I wanted to say thank you again. And I do mean that from the bottom of my heart. If you're someone who's like, I can't stand these stupid little things, now's the time for you to turn it off. And for everyone else, here's the last installment of our Daniel series. One day, King Nebuchadnezzar decided to have a gold statue made. And he wanted people to worship that statue. He called all the government workers together to make an official decree.
Okay, people of all races and nations and languages, when you hear the sound of the musical instruments, you are to bow to the ground to worship the king's gold statue. Want to make sure we mention this. Anyone who refuses to bow when they hear the music will immediately be thrown into a blazing furnace. So let's practice. Band. Very good. Everyone bowing. Very good. That's enough, band. I said cut it.
So at the sound of the musical instruments, all the people, whatever their race or nation or language, bowed to the ground and worshiped the gold statue that the king had set up. But the Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, refused to bow. And some of the king's officials went to tell on them.
Long live the king. Just wanted to bring to your attention, Your Majesty, that thing you said do, you know, with the music and the statue and all that. Yes, well, the foreigners, the Hebrews, they aren't doing it. That thing you said do.
So the three Hebrew boys were brought before the king.
Well, well, well. Is it true, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you refuse to bow to my statue?
Answer the king!
I don't need any help, thank you. Go away. I will give you one more chance. When the music plays, bow to the statue. If you do not, I will have you immediately thrown into the furnace. And who is the god that will rescue you from my power?
Alrighty then, let's see what happens.
Hold on. Hey, kill it with all that. Kill it with all that. Oh, king. I'm gonna be straight up with you. With all due respect, ain't nobody scared of no heat. God got us.
Huh. You think your God will save you from this furnace?
Could be not. But one thing for certain, two things for sure. We don't bow to nobody but the real God. And that ain't none of y'all.
The king was so mad his face actually became distorted with rage.
Oh, king, you don't look good.
Silence!
The king commanded that the furnace be heated not two, not three, not four, but seven times hotter than usual, and had Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego thrown in. The flames were so hot, in fact, it killed the soldiers that threw them in.
Ew. What a pit. Anyone know what the workers' comp policy is like?
As the flames continued to roar, the king noticed something odd.
Servant, didn't we tie up three men and throw them into the furnace?
Yes, Your Majesty, we sure did.
Look!
Look at what, sir?
Servant, look!
Am I looking at you, or am I looking
at... Look in the furnace! In the furnace, you idiot! Look! I see four men, unbound, walking around in the fire, unharmed.
Well, that is strange.
Ain't
nobody scared of no heat. They put in through God's got us. Now there's four. God's got us. Wanna play with fire. God's got us. Turn it up.
Their harmony is tight.
And in such adverse conditions. Did you know they could sing? I heard one of them humming at lunch the other day.
Silence the two of you.
God's got us. See, it ain't no fake.
So the three Hebrew boys were brought before the king.
Hey, king, what up? You like that little song we were singing? We just made that up.
Are you not hurt?
Nah, we good.
How is this possible?
We tried to tell y'all, God ain't playing. He ain't playing with you. He ain't playing with me. He ain't playing with the Chaldeans.
Silence! I make this decree. If anyone speaks a word against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they will be torn limb from limb, and their houses will be turned into heaps of rubble.
Well, that's a little harsh.
Silence!
So God rescued Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego that day, and not only that, he promoted them to even higher positions in the government. In a culture that demands our worship, it may be unpopular to stand up for God. You may even have to suffer a little bit for it. But know this, never ever will you stand up for God and he not stand up for you.
This has been the Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's new book, The Truth About Us, go to BrantHanson.com.